Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are now in a new month, which is August 1st. Do you believe, amen, how we came over the mountains and through the hills and all the way through the valleys? My God, my God. But he said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. Are you one of God's seeds on today? So you know you ain't got to beg bread from nobody or nothing. The only thing you got to do is stay in right standing with the Lord and ask, and he shall give. Ha! Oh, my God, what an awesome God we serve. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get ready, get ready, get ready. I want you to go ahead right now and turn to Genesis chapter 4. I'm going to start at the first verse. That way you can already be there. Amen. When I get there, hallelujah, you'll say, hold up, preacher, let me get there. You'll already be there and be ready to go. You know, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God, a right now God. As you can see, everything is what everything is happening. But, you know, we don't live in fear. We don't. We trust God. But God gives you common sense to know that there are certain things that you have to stay away from. There are certain places that you can't go and just linger in as of right now, you know? Hallelujah. So some people, you know, they take it all out of context and they put it in their own words and live by what they want to live by, you know, and it ain't right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, he wants us to stay safe. So just remember to always stay safe no matter where you go, whether we got the pandemic or whether we have nothing, you always be safe, safe haven. If you feel something is not right in a place when you get ready to go in it, then I advise you just don't go. Turn around and go back out. Hallelujah. And if he says don't go over there, then that means don't go that way. Glory to God. No, we don't live in fear, but we also have to be careful and cautious of what we do and where we go. You know, you can't take the spirit of the Lord, as the elder can say, anywhere. You can't take God's anointed anywhere. You know, sometimes people think they can just go on in the clubs and, you know, I can go back, come back out and go to church on Sunday and I can just go ahead and I can sing my song and, you know, my soul going to be okay. No, it's not going to be okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because just think about whatever you did on last night. It's coming up in your mind because that's how the enemy works. See, yeah, you serve the devil on Saturday and then on Sunday you go up in the church and want to be holier than now, you know, and all in the choir and there. Oh, my God, my God. No, that's not my message today, but he wanted to put it out there. It's okay. But you got to understand, you're either going to serve God or you're going to serve man. That means you're going to serve whatever they do, whatever your flesh like doing. Hallelujah. You think your flesh like serving God? No, it don't. But guess what? You have a choice. That's why we are free will, and he give us a choice to serve him or you can serve man. Hallelujah. Because we in a season where we're going to have to make a choice, and you're going to have to stick with it. You know, sometimes people get on the wagon, well, you know, I don't like it over there because you can't do this and you can't do that. You can't do that. You know, the only thing that you can't do is sin. If it's sin in it, then you can't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you shouldn't want to do it because you shouldn't want to grieve the spirit of the living God on the inside. You don't want to grieve God. Hallelujah. You want to grieve that Holy Ghost power that he's given you on the inside. You just don't want to do it. Hallelujah. Think about those things. Amen. Just a few nuggets I thought I'd drop early on before I get ready to get into my message on today. So if you're already there, amen, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to open up my line for prayer at this time. If you desire prayer, I would like for you to press the 1 and I will bring you in. You do not have to tell me your name. All I ask you to do is to tell me where you're calling from and give me your prayer request. And we will pray for you. You know, if I needed prayer, you know, and we all need prayer, amen, glory to God. No one is exempt from prayer. Hallelujah. I mean, I would go ahead and not press the 1 and come in no matter who know who I am or, oh, they're going to recognize my voice. Well, just don't put it all out there like that. just tell me you need prayer and just kind of hit on the basic things. And if you need more prayer, you can contact me or one of the team members on Facebook, and we'll be glad to get in touch with you and pray with you. We're in a season where everybody's going to need some type of prayer, hallelujah, all the way from the front to the back. I'm just telling you like it is. So you don't have to give me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. Because it's okay if they recognize your voice. Hallelujah. Them that's recognizing your voice probably need prayer themselves. We live in a days and time now where prayer is much needed. You know, it said prayer will change things. Yes, it will. And prayer still works, but you got to work the prayer. If you pray one time and you don't get an answer, then continue to pray on. And if you can't get loose, amen, call somebody. But some things you can't shake off by yourself. You need somebody to help you shake them loose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's okay. It's okay. It's all okay. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go ahead on. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for this glorious day, oh Lord, that you have made, Lord God, and rejoicing and being glad that we're in it, oh Father. Father God, I pray, God, that everyone under the sound of my voice grab hold to this word and not let it go. Whatever they may need, Lord God, whether it's healing in their body, Lord God, whether it's mental or physical, Lord God, only you know, Lord. But, Lord, I know you can heal them, God, in an instant. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that under the sound of my voice that they hear you, Lord God, and the word that they came for, Lord, that they will receive it and they will partake, Lord God, of the fruit that's coming forth from my lips on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you and we give you the glory, Lord, because we know there's none like you, O Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, how you watched over us and you took care of us on last night, Lord, and you want to continue to take care of us, Lord. But God, we got to seek you first, Lord God, and your righteousness. And you said all other things shall be added, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, we get off track and seeking the things and not you, Lord. We get off track, Lord God, by seeking your hand, Lord God, and not your face, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're a nation that's going to come back to you, Lord. Repent first and turn around and come back and ask you for forgiveness and put us back on the right track, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, how you give us, Lord God, the strength to continue on in your word, how you give us the strength to continue on our daily basis and our daily walk, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, we know we can overcome evil by always doing good, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the desire, Lord, to continue in you and go further in you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, oh my God, who don't have any strength, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they've been fighting so many battles, Lord God, it just seems like, Lord God, right now they're getting weary. But we come against that weary spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I speak strength to your body, strength to your mind, strength to fill you up so you can continue on in Christ Jesus. Oh, my Lord. He says strength is his to give, and he's giving it out right now. So if you need strength, pull it down from heaven right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for those that receive the strength on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, so they can go on the journey, Lord God, in which you have them to go on, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. And we give you the glory, and we praise your holy name on high, because we know, Lord God, that nothing's impossible for you, Lord God. Oh, my God. We serve a possible God. Well, man says it's impossible. We know, Lord God, that you're always possible. You can do the impossible that men think you can't do. So, Lord God, we thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, what man say you can't. Hallelujah. But God say you can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just wondering, amen. We're going to get into our message. So here we go. I'm just wondering, chit-chatting with the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, I'm seeing a lot of new businesses springing up. Glory to God. Hallelujah, and thank God for that. Hallelujah. But, you know, it's time for, you know, some new things. He said, I'm doing a new thing, and that's one of the new things I see him doing. And some of the other stuff, he's healing people, you know, that people that, you know, I didn't think even will, you know, sometimes you don't even know. He said, Lord, are you going to heal them here or are you going to heal them there? But he's healing them there, here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he's doing an awesome, awesome work. You just got to look around you and see what people are being healed. Because I see where he's bringing some people out of some financial debt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Although they thought it wasn't coming, it took them 30, 40 years. It's okay. Well, sometimes God had to take you. You had to go through some, like I said, you had to go through some valleys. You had to cut some trees down and let you know credit card ain't the best way to go all the time. And hallelujah, you had to root up some stuff, pull out some stuff, and put some stuff in you on how to save. Glory to God. You know, even on this, even here, when we have our class, this is not the way I was going, but amen, glory to God. Just keep walking. Hallelujah. We're going to get there. Even when we have our members class and, you know, they teach all about everything. I tell you, this is a good place to be. If you want to be online and you can hear things, you know, and they can tell you and drop nuggets that will help you. Glory to God. Really, really. I had someone to come back and tell me, and it made my heart feel really good because I grabbed hold to what they were talking about. But, you know, sometimes you don't think about stuff as being the way you should do it here and do it like this and do it like that. And I just, you know, just said, okay, I ain't even going to look all into all that. But I told someone, I said, now here's what you do. When you get paid, here's what you do. Make sure, you know, that you put this aside and you do this and you do that and you do this. Okay, so, I mean, you know, sometimes things just don't hit you till later on in life. Hallelujah. And it's okay. Well, whether it hit later or early, it don't matter. It hit. Thank you, Jesus. And so they came to me and they said, you know what? Somebody, that was the best thing you could have told me to do. Sometimes they just don't, people just don't think about stuff like that. A simple nugget that they had gave us when we was in our minister's class, you know. So, you know, he can help you if you want to be helped. Ah, my God. I know some of them are just sounding my voice today. I hear you saying she's talking about money. Well, it's okay. Hallelujah. Because, you know, a lot of people, amen, married couples have problems with money. Hallelujah. They really do. And what they need to do is, let me tell you, I'm just telling you now, help you out. Help you stay together. Hook up with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Hallelujah. I call them the financial gurus. So hook up with them. Glory to God. And they can help you out. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But they said, you know, I'm glad you told me that because it made a whole lot difference that I needed some money one day. Hallelujah. And I realized, you know, that you had told me that. And what I did was I went in and got some of the money that I already had. So understand, he didn't have to go and beg nobody. He didn't have to go and borrow none from nobody. He had his stash. And a matter of fact, I told a couple of people about this, hallelujah, and you know, I would check on them every now and then. I said, okay, how much you got and what you got? You know, and we would check on each other and see what we saved, hallelujah, and how much they saved, you know, and everything like that, you know. And so it was just kind of funny. The person that I told the last, told about the how to do it last, is the one that had the most out of all the people that I had told. I said, now look at God. See, there, some people grab hold and amen, and they'll run on with it. And, you know, some amen, it might take them a minute, but that's okay. They'll get there. So I encourage you. You can go and hook up with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. Tell them what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you're in a season where we need someone who's going to be there for us, someone we can hear. Amen. When we pick up the phone, we can talk to them. Hallelujah. I don't have to go through 10, 20, 15 steps to get to them when I get to them. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hook up with them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So you can hook up with them and let them help you out. So, you know, that won't break your marriage up. So you won't continue to be in such a financial dilemma. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I thought I'd throw that out there. We're going to go ahead now and we're going to get into our message. My message is coming from chapter 4 of Genesis on today. Let's just give a little bit, amen, back chapter 3. We know that was the Adam and Eve, you know. Because, you know, Adam and Eve was in the garden. Amen. I'm not giving the whole, amen, the whole message, but I'm just telling you a little bit so we can go over in and walk over into chapter 4. So you can go back and read it in your own devotional time. Amen. We know Adam and Eve was in the garden, and, you know, God told them don't eat from the tree of knowledge, and they did it anyway. You know, I just said they did it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not going to try to disciple, you know, him, her. That's not my message on today. Just a little bit. Give you a little kickback so we can run over into chapter 4. So they did it anyway. So God came out, and he was walking around in the garden in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. So he said, Adam, where are you? Remember, just think about it, though. Amen. For a minute, who he called Adam. Well, Adam was the first one born, right? Adam was the first one that he created, right? Okay, he called Adam. Adam, where are you? So, you know, he hid himself from him, from God. But, you know, you can't hide. You can't run from God. He don't know where you're at anyway. If he created you, he know where you are. If you're here on this earth walking around doing stuff you ain't got a minute doing, he knows where you are. He sees you late at night, pipping and dipping and sipping. He see all that. He see you when you're drinking. Ah, don't think he don't. When you turn the cup up, said, I'm going to get me a red cup tonight. He sees you when you turn the cup up, get drunk and pass out. He see all that. I'm just saying. But anyway, let's move on, okay? So he said, Adam, where are you? Adam said, yeah. He said, I hid myself from you. You know, and he said, why? He said, well, you ate from that tree that I told you not to eat from, right? So he did. He said, yes, I did. You know, he said, I'm naked. But he said, who told you you were naked? But he knew then that he had already ate from the tree that he shouldn't have ate from. He knew it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So after the end, amen, you know, God put him out, amen, of the garden. I'm not going to give you the whole story. Like I said, he put him out the garden. Adam and Eve had to go. They had to leave. So understand what I'm saying here is, just think about it now. What's going to happen here? You know, when you do things that's ungodly and things that God tells you not to do, amen, when you commit those sins and all those different things, you know, you reap just what you sow. It comes back on your children and your children's children. It passes down your bloodline. Hallelujah. They hadn't had any children yet, but you're going to see right here. They may not reap the same thing, amen, that happened, but some of the stuff, amen, they reached, hallelujah, because of what they did. My God, because they sinned against God. See, when you sin against God, nobody can help you. But when you sin against man, God can help you. Hallelujah. So remember that. We're going to go on to chapter 4. Don't let sin overtake your righteousness. Amen. I'm going to start at the first verse of chapter 4. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and he conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. So see, right here, she had a child from the Lord, she said. Okay, let's move on. Let's go on to verse 2. Amen. And the woman said unto the serpent, I'm sorry. Amen. Hold up. Wait a minute. Amen. Glory to God. We get off track. We want to get back on track. Here we go. Verse 2. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So you see, Abel kept sheep, amen, but Cain, he was a tiller of the ground. In other words, he was planting wheat, he was planting fruit, he was planting vegetables, he was planting all those kind of things. Amen, glory to God. Yes, he was. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Okay, he brought an offering to the Lord. You know, they said, don't come to the prophet without an offering, giving an offering. You know, sometimes people come and they just, you know, well, I'm going to give them these $2 or $3 and they're going to be all right. Glory to God. But is that what God purposed in your heart to give? He probably purposed in your heart to give more. Understand, he ain't going to ask you to give no more than you can give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, now people give money. You know, we ain't giving no sheep and we ain't giving no goats. And we ain't, you know, some people may say, well, you know what? I got vegetables and fruits. I'll give you that. Well, I understand that. They do that too. But understand, don't just come any kind of way. You know, you're going to see right here what I'm talking about. Amen. And verse 4, and Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. See, God received Abel's offering. He received Abel's offering, but he didn't receive Cain. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his contingents fell. In other words, Cain got angry because God didn't receive his offering. You know what? When he came to God, he saw his heart because he just brought it to him. You know, sometimes you can just give somebody something. Sometimes people give stuff, people stuff that they don't want. Sometimes they'll give people stuff that got holes in it. You know, well, I didn't like this. Sometimes they give people stuff that got stains in it. Sometimes they just give people stuff, you know, this, you know, I didn't like this when I bought it. But you knew how that stuff fit it, amen, when you bought it. So you know you didn't like it. So you know the next person ain't going to like it either. You know, I've been there and I've done that, so I can tell you this stuff. Hallelujah. But see, he brought him. He didn't bring his best. He just came. His heart wasn't right because God can see. God see your heart. You know, man looks on the outer appearance, but God looks at your heart. You can find that scripture in 1 Samuel 16, chapter 7, the latter part of that. It says God looks at the heart, but man looks at the outer appearance. But he saw that Cain's heart wasn't right. So when Cain came to him, he just brought him something. You know, he didn't bring him what he should have brought him. All he had to do was think it through. And you could tell if he didn't bring him his best, then guess what? He didn't have the righteousness in him. Because when you go to God, you're going to give God your best. You know, sometimes people will give God 5 minutes. You know, Lord, I prayed this morning 5 minutes, and, you know, they talked about that. I remember, you know, it comes back to my remembrance on Tuesday night. I know they're talking about giving God, you know, more than 5 minutes. You say you done prayed. You prayed 5 minutes on your way to work. Well, amen. That's good that you do that, but you need to give him more. You need to spend some alone time with him so he can talk to him and he can talk back to you. We talked about that several times. Let's move on to verse 6. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy continuance fallen? He said, what are you mad about? Why are you so angry? He was telling Cain, you shouldn't be angry because he brought a better sacrifice than you did. You should not be angry. You know, he had the choice to bring his best, but instead he just brought something. You know, what they did when they sinned against the Lord, you know, it triggers down to your children. So be careful about that. I know you say, well, how is that? It's just the way it is. But he said, that's whatever man soweth, that shall he reap. Well, you don't want your children to continue this thing on and then it pass down their generation and this generation. Because you just think about it, okay, if I'm an alcoholic, hallelujah, it's going to trigger down to your children. You need to get some help. Go ahead and get you some help. And then it's going to pass down to their children, and the children, it's going to go on through the generation. So they'll say, well, you know, your uncle drunk. You know, first of all, they start off, which is his granddaddy drunk. He was drinking. Okay, let's move on down. Then his daddy was drinking. Then the daddy's children were drinking, and the children's children drinking. So everybody was just drinking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's the way it is. So just be careful. Let's move to verse 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. He was saying, if you don't take care of this thing, what it's going to do, this jealousy that you got against your brother, this sin is going to overtake you and make you do something that you don't want to do. You see, people don't deal with sin anymore. They don't. They say, oh, well, it's okay. You can hang around people, and guess what? If they're sinning, then if you keep hanging around them pretty soon, it's going to get in you. Hallelujah. And you can believe that. Huh. My God, my God. You keep hanging around them, and hallelujah. Well, you know what? You know, the Bible said we need to, you know, make sure we become, you know, what we should come to all people. That way, amen, we can win the souls. Yeah, but he didn't say keep hanging around that sin. And if you know you ain't strong enough to tell that person that, you know, you shouldn't do that, you know, that's just sin, you know, and try to help them, then you know you ain't strong enough, then you don't need to be hanging around that person. Hallelujah. Because some people just hang because that's what they like. They want to feed their flesh and not their spirit. Oh, my God. Let's move on. But he told him, if you don't deal with that jealousy, it's going to hurt you. It's going to overtake you. You need to deal with that jealousy you got. And he was telling him all he had to do was go ahead and repent. And then you could go ahead, and he gave him a chance to go back and get some more, get something else and bring to him and bring his best. He had all those chances to do the right thing because he told him, if doeth well, shalt thou not be accepted. He said, if you do well, I will still accept you. He was telling him, all you got to do is go repent and go back. He gave him a chance and try it again. Come to me again and bring it to me. But he wouldn't do it. He was so angry and mad with his brother because he offered up a better sacrifice. Because Abel knew the Lord, and he knew he wanted to give God his best. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wanted to give him his best. Do you know certain people, amen, even in ministry, you know, there's one person, they pray and they read the Bible, they go before the Lord, and they can hear him speaking to them, and they can talk back to him too also, and, you know, he tell them to tell somebody something, they can see that, he raised them up to be prophets, evangelists, preachers, pastors, teachers, and all those kind of things, and people will get mad because they have spent time with the Lord, and they love the Lord, and they ain't going to see him. They'll get mad. And when you talk to them and tell them, then, you know, you can feel that spirit, that vibe, hallelujah, coming from them. Well, oh, she thinks she's something. He thinks he's something. I've been in those places, amen. Because this woman and man, they were true men and women of God. Hallelujah. And they knew that Bible up and down, in and out, hallelujah. And the congregation, some of them just didn't like them. They just didn't like them. But they were good people. They were really good people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They were good people. But the Lord told them, it's time for y'all to go because these people right here, hallelujah, they ain't going to let you go no further. It's time for y'all to go. I don't know whether they ever left or not, but he did tell them because it was time for them to go. Hallelujah. Because he said he had work for them to do, but they couldn't do it because they were being stagnated. Hallelujah. By all the negativity. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. See, he didn't deal with that jealousy that he had in him. So he killed his brother, picked up a rock in the field, led him out to the field, and slaughtered him. He slew him. He took the rock and hit him in the head and killed his brother. Oh, my God. Isn't it something how, you know, those that he said, you know, how people will talk about you, and they'll say things that's not true. They'll go back and they'll tell the pastor. They'll go back and tell the teacher. They'll go back and tell somebody that's going to spread it. Hallelujah. Make sure, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you now. Say, Pastor, you know what? Now, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just putting it out there. And you're all going, talking about your brother and sister in Christ. Hallelujah. That thing done got in your heart and it done manifested jealousy. So that's what you need to ask God to deal with. Because I can remember in my own precious life, you know, when I knew my prayers were being hindered. And I've gave this testimony once before. My prayers were being hindered. With none of my prayers being answered, I said, okay, Lord, enough is enough. Enough is enough now. So I'm telling you. So tell me, what is it? I want you to show me. And something is hindering. I'm needing this. I'm needing, and I none of them wasn't being met. And I know I'm praying. I'm walking the walk. I'm talking the talk. I'm living right, and I'm doing right. And you know, I said something ain't right here. Something ain't being answered. So I said, show me, and he did. He showed me that jealousy was in my heart. He showed me that jealousy. I said, okay, Lord, it's in there. Got to come out. So what I did, I talked to the sister. Amen. Glory to God, I did. Hallelujah. And after that, I didn't have no more problems with jealousy. You know, sometimes people don't like to put some of this stuff out there, but I put it out there, just some of it, not all of it, but I put some of it out there so you can get delivered. You need to ask God to show you. That's why we ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us, because we want to have the right spirit to go forth in ministry. You want to have the right spirit to be able to pray for somebody outside and get them delivered. You want to have the right spirit just in case when you walk outside and, you know, people are doing things that they ain't got no business doing and drive-bys and acting like they done lost their mind. So you can pray and say, Lord, I command thee to get back, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You want to make sure you got the right spirit. When you pray for somebody and they need help, they in a financial dilemma, that God will meet their needs. You want to be able, hallelujah, to pray for someone, hallelujah, glory to God, and they're laying on their bed of affliction, hallelujah. You want to be able, hallelujah, when someone calls you in the wee hours of the night and say, you know, I need your help. I need you to pray for my family, hallelujah. My children are acting crazy. My spouse done lost their mind. You want to be able, hallelujah, to know that you know that you know that your prayers aren't being hindered because you got so much stuff going on the inside of your heart. You live right, hallelujah, just like Abel did. He was an able body, and he lived right. He was righteous, and he knew if he gave God his best, that God would give him his best. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Listen at what he's saying. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. You see, he said, a dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah, okay? So guess what? His blood was springing up from the ground. Oh, my God. How could Abel even think that he was going to get away with that? Because how Cain think he was going to get away with that? Because Abel, amen, he lived right. He loved the Lord, but then he going to slip up behind him and kill him. That's what your sisters and brothers would do, amen, in Christ Jesus sometimes. Hallelujah. Because they got jealousy in them. Glory to God. They will kill you with their mouth. Hallelujah. Maybe not with a rock, or maybe not with a brick, you know, or nothing like that, but they will kill you with their mouth. Hallelujah. If you can't pray for your brothers and sisters and you can't say something good, then just don't say nothing at all. You know, we living in a time now where everything, amen, we do and everything, hallelujah, we're going to be judged for it. Ah, my God. So we have to be careful what we say. And, you know, everything a person say in the earth, that don't make it good. I was reasoning with some things, amen, that I had heard, hallelujah, and, they say on the TV, they'll say, well, you know, I watched this movie, and they say, well, you're messing with my coins. I don't mess with my coins. You mess with my dollars, okay? My money, hallelujah, glory to God. Because I don't want coins. I want money, hallelujah, big money. I don't want no coins, hallelujah. So everything in the world say it ain't good. So you have to be careful about picking up stuff and saying it and putting it out in the atmosphere. Okay, for one thing, someone say, oh, my God, he just kills me. Hallelujah. Kill you. Keep saying it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to be careful and be conscious now of what you say and how you put things out in the atmosphere. Because there's one walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and that's the devil. Let's move on to verse 11. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy land. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. He was saying, when you get ready to plant your gardens and till the ground, it ain't going to give you nothing. He ain't going to even get no fruits, no nothing, because his brother's blood is on his hand. That stain is on his hand. Hallelujah. And his brother's blood was crying out from the ground because he killed him. Killed him and then covered him up. And didn't expect for the Lord to know. Well, he knows all and he sees all. So always remember, glory to God, that he sees you, whatever you do. He sees you wherever you go. It don't matter. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 13. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. So when he told him what was going to happen, hallelujah, then he going to say, my punishment is greater than he can bear. But understand, what do you think? You just killed your brother. So you expect to just get off easy? Hallelujah. No, he couldn't get off that easy. He said he's going to walk around like a vagabond. In other words, he's going to look pretty bad walking around, hallelujah, just wandering around because he had to go. because of things that he had done. That was sin. See, that jealousy, it brings on sin. So just remember, hallelujah, ask God on today, amen. Check your own heart, amen. You have to do a checkup every now and then. Check yourself. Don't try to check nobody else. Just check yourself. Because we're living in a day and time where we're going to have to be right. Amen. Hallelujah. That means, amen, I'm going to ask God to create in me a clean heart, renew in me the right spirit. If anything in there, Lord God, that's not like you, I ask you to take it out. Because I don't need nothing hindering me. I don't need nothing stopping me from praying for who I need to pray for. Because God will lay several people on your heart just to pray for. You know, some, you don't have to call them. He just wants you to pray for them. Call out their name. Heaven hears you. Hallelujah, when you pray for others. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. You can't always pray for yourself and your foe no more. Hallelujah. But see, he was upset. Now, he didn't want that punishment because he was telling them what was going to happen. But behold, thou hast driven me out of this day from the face of the earth, and from the face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me shall slay me. So he was saying, you know, if somebody see me and I'm doing it wandering around, then they're going to kill me. Hallelujah. He was concerned about him dying now, okay? Somebody killing him, but yeah, you have killed your brother. Hallelujah. My God. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. So if anybody killed him, you know, it was going to come up on them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they couldn't kill him even if they seen the mark. They could not kill him. Now, can you imagine him wandering around with that blood on his hands where he killed his own brother? And in his mind, you know, playing it over and over and over how I killed my brother. And why did I kill my brother? You know, because he didn't get rid of that anger and that jealousy. If he'd have got rid of that anger and went on and just repented and went on back and went and got another sacrifice and brought it to the Lord, hallelujah, he would have been okay. Everything would have been over. He said, Lord, help me. You know, Lord, I feel jealousy on the inside and I'm angry. You know, hallelujah. Then he would have been okay. Well, none of this would have took place. But he didn't. He let his anger overtake him, and that's what struck out, hallelujah, and he lashed out at his brother and killed his brother. Because what he was figuring in on this, if he got rid of his brother, then he can gain the favor of God, because Abel had the favor of God on him because he brought God his best. And if Cain thought if he took Abel out, then he could gain, hallelujah, my God, the favor of God with Abel gone. Oh, my God. But instead, what did he gain? Nothing. Hallelujah. He was a castaway. Ah, my Lord, my Lord. Let's move on to verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. You see, right now, hallelujah, you see, he had children. But it's some stuff, amen, that's going to transpire. You see what I'm talking about? And it's going to fall down on his children. Hallelujah. See, it falls down. It goes down the line. So you got to be careful for what you do, because what you do is coming back. You know, years ago when I used to hear my parents say, you know, be careful what you do because it's coming back. It's just a matter of time. And that's a song. And, you know, it used to years and years and years went by. Maybe 30, 40 years went by before you reap what you sow. But now, whenever you do something you shouldn't be doing, my God, my God. It don't take no 30, 40 years now. It may be here tomorrow. You did it today, and it's coming to you tomorrow. So just be careful what you do. You don't want to keep passing those things down to generation and generation and generation. Let's move on. We're going to skip. Amen, because what it is here is just telling, you know, each that was born to who, and amen, and the sisters and all those different things, and the brothers. We're going to go down to verse 21. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the heart and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. See right here, amen, they were still, the children were going on. Everybody was having children, you know, and passing it on down the line. But look right here at verse 23. And Lemech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah. He had two wives. Hear my voice, ye wives of Lemech. Hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounded and a young man to my hurt. In other words, he said, or in my heart. See what he was saying? See how it passed down the generation? Now, you have to be careful. I'll say it again. I stress this part right here. Again, be careful. The seeds that you're sowing. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Because they're coming back. And it's just a matter of time. And it don't take 2 or 3 years now for it to come back. Like I said, you do it today, it'll come back tomorrow. Hallelujah. You know, we living in a world now where sin is just, I mean, it's all over. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. That don't mean nobody is perfect. Nobody is excellent. No one is perfect. We all sin and fall short, but you're going to keep wallowing in that same old sin. And I'm not going to be around you if you keep doing that. Hallelujah. And you know it's wrong. And then, you know, some people get aggressive whenever you tell them, say, well, you know, and you can tell them in a really nice way, you know, that's not godly, babe. Don't do that. That's not godly. But you got to be able to stand up for Christ. Because if you don't stand up for Christ, then you'll fall down for everything. Let me say it again. If you don't stand for Jesus Christ, you'll fall down for every sin, every jealousy, every gossiping spirit. You'll fall for everything that comes along that's going to taint your mind and taint your spirit and stop you from moving further in Christ. So just be careful about that. Let's move on to verse 24. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lemech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed. God said, he had, I'm sorry, let's read it again. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. See, right here, God gave it. She said God gave her another child, huh, for which Cain had killed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it something? God don't forget you. He still will come back and he will give you other children and he'll give you other things. Hallelujah. But you just got to learn not to bow down to the sin. Don't let that jealousy and that sin overtake you to where you get so angry with your brothers and sisters and because they're doing well and they seek the Lord with all their heart and they want to get God's understanding and then you got to go and amen and just hate them for that reason. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, there's enough to go around. There's enough people, amen, out there that don't know Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to go around, hallelujah, because every one of us have souls attached to us. My God. So you don't have to be jealous of another man's gift. My God. Because guess what? God will give you your own when you seek it and stay in your lane. You know, sometimes you want to walk outside of your lane and I want to be like this person and I want to be like them. No, you be who God called you to be. And don't worry about whoever, you know, God called them to be. You let them be who God called them to be and you be who he called you to be. But sometimes you crisscross lanes and it messes you up. Because the next thing you know, you're talking like this person. You're acting like this person. You're way out here. And some of the pastors and evangelists that have been out there, amen, ever since, you know, Huck was a pup, he a grown dog now. Hallelujah. You just think about it. You want to do like them. You want to be like them. But you don't know what it took for them to get to where they are. Can you stand, amen, what they had to lose in order to gain that? You know, you can't really take that. You just don't really know what it is. But just be who he called you to be. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. And be careful about tearing people down. Sometimes people can come against people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We all, hallelujah, need each other. Hallelujah. Especially, amen, in the ministry. Because, you know, it's enough people to go around to already tear people down that aren't in the ministry. But we all need each other as coming together in Christ and believing in each other. Hallelujah. And you pray for them and they'll pray for you. Pray the right prayer now. Don't be selfish. Hallelujah. And don't pray nothing that's going to hurt anybody. But that thing right there, amen, it'll come back on you, like I said, and it won't take long. You know, we live in a fallen world. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why we have to stay prayed up, stay wrapped up, stay tied up, and tangled up in the Holy Ghost. Receive God's blessings on your life. Hallelujah. All he wants you to do is live right. And live right for him. Live right for the Lord, not for man. You live right for the Lord, and he will direct your path. Sometimes you get off track trying to live right for people. I was listening at someone the other day, and they said all they life, you know, and it happens. It happens. All they tried to do was make people happy, you know, and make sure they're doing, you know, everybody's okay, you know, and make sure, you know, everybody got what they need. Make sure that, you know, there was none left out, you know, and they were leaving themselves out. And it happens. But you got to make sure, first of all, that you're doing the right thing for God and everything else will fall in place. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for today. We thank you for the lesson on today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let us live right, Lord, so we'll know, Lord God, where we're going to spend eternity in the name of Jesus. Father God, I come against every jealous spirit. I come against, Lord God, every spirit, Lord God, of distraction and destruction right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I decree and I declare that everyone under the sound of my voice shall have growth in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have been stagnated, Lord God, in the spirit, Lord God, I call them out right now in the name of Jesus as they come forth, Lord, and be able to read the word of God. Lord, give them, Lord God, the discerning of the spirit. Give them the right thing, Lord God, to say. Give them the way to walk. Give them the way to talk in your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let them know that you're with them, Lord God, every step of the way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I decree and I declare that they have more understanding of your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that nothing, Lord God, will pull them to the left in the name of Jesus. Let them walk the straight road, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as they heard the word on today, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will offer their first fruit, Lord God, that they will offer, Lord God, the best of their fruits, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you said in your word, if we give you our best, you'll give us your best. You will withhold no good thing back from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I come against every, Lord God, lying spirit, Lord God, every spirit that tries to hinder the word as it went forth on today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that you are in control, Lord. And we know, Lord, that all things will work together for the good of them that love you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the healing on this land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for every bone, every joint ache, Lord, every pain, every headache, my Lord, be gone right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, because we know, Lord, you are a healer, and you can heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether they're hurt from church hurt, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, we pray for those, Lord God, who listen, Lord God, on the web, those that are not haven't returned to church yet, Lord, that they have a word in their belly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So whenever they need it, it can spring forth, Lord God, and bring forth good fruit. Hey, oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, with the announcements. I didn't give the announcements in the beginning, but I'm going to go ahead with the announcements, amen. I hope you listened on yesterday. We had Faith come by hearing. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew on Saturday. It was 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Elder came on. The fire of God hit that line. I said, good God almighty. I said, wow, what she done had, amen. She had a Holy Ghost party, hallelujah. Because when she came on, good God almighty, that fire hit that line, amen. And if you missed it, you can go back and hear it again. But she tore it up, good God almighty. It was awesome. I enjoyed it, amen. You can also go back and hear it on demand. But it was an awesome show on yesterday. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, the first Hour of Power. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you, amen, to get a book. She's releasing a second book soon. So I encourage you to look for it. But I encourage you right now to get the first book. You can go on Amazon, amen, and purchase the book. If you don't know how, you can contact either of us. All of us have a Facebook page. You can inbox us, and we will get back with you, or we'll get you to her so you can purchase the book. Amen. Glory to God. And on Tuesday, the Power Impact Team, one word from the Lord, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And the show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, I want you to hook up with them. You can inbox them on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. Don't wait till these doors are closed. Hallelujah. The doors right now are still open. I encourage you to hook up with them on Facebook. Hallelujah. Because there are some great and mighty works that's going on, amen, within the ministry over here. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in and let God use you also. And I want to encourage you to become a partner. And in coming up, we only asking for $25 or more. And in becoming a partner, amen, you will receive many, many, many perks. Hallelujah. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. So I just encourage you to come on and pay your $25 or more. Hallelujah. Always go the more. You know, just like you see how Abel did, he gave God his best. So he went above and beyond to give his first sheep. Ah, my God. He didn't have no broken leg. Amen. Hallelujah. He wasn't missing half of his coat. Hallelujah. He wasn't missing half his nose, half his ear. He gave him his best. So that's what you always want to do is give God your best. He ain't going to ask you to do something that you can't do. Just understand that. He's not going to ask you to do nothing that you can't do. If you ain't got it, then God ain't going to ask you to give it. Hallelujah. But, you know, he said he gives seed to the sower. If you want to, he will. But remember, when you get that seed, you ask for that seed, and you get that seed, make sure you sow it where you got the word from. That's all I say. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to do the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Make me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, we thank you. Lord, and I repent in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. If you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. We thank you that you are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus is Lord, and thank you for making Jesus Lord on this day in your life. Get in your Bible-believing church. Read the Bible every day. Amen. Glory to God. And watch God move. You pray on that word that you read. He'll move for you. Amen. Ah, my God, if you just sit there sometimes and just meditate and say, Lord, what does this mean? I need to know this, and I need to know. He will bring it all out to you. Amen. He'll give you that you need, hallelujah, to continue on in Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you got a word on today. Amen. To hold you. Don't forget to tune in. Amen. Ministry Lane going to be coming up in 30 minutes. So I want you to stay connected and listen to her show that's coming up. Amen. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. In Jesus' name, amen.